for our final segment, we take a look at the many stages of a rock and roll career. 91.5 KRCC's Hannah Fleming wanted to explore the question of how an artist's relationship to their music and the music business changes over time. So for this piece, she sat down with Chuck Snow, a legend in the Colorado Springs music scene, who's been playing in bands here since the 1980s, as well as members of the band The Youthful Nothings, who are just getting started in their music careers.
You're young, you're in a punk band, and it's basically your ethos not to care about anything but the music ahead of you. One minute, you're losing yourself on stage, and the next, you're looking over your shoulder reflecting on the mayhem in your past, on the cycle of writing, recording, and touring. You clear the phlegm off your vocal cords, restring your guitar, and repeat the cycle again, this time with feeling.
Ghost, let us see. A shadow.
Chuck Snow has been a guitarist and vocalist in beloved local bands for many years, including the Sids and the Auto Know. These days, he works at Independent Records and continues to release his own music. He leads a quieter life now than he once did, but still has the occasional flashback.
Spent last night huffing spray paint. We were painting shirts for Record Store Day, and you have 15 or 20 people in a room with spray paint cans and no ventilation, and took me back.
This is Chuck Snow's band that he started in 1983, The Auto Know. He's on vocals and guitar. I talked to Snow first and then brought in fresh-faced punk rockers The Youthful Nothings, which consists of Michael Miller, Quentin Michael Gamer, and Will Achoki. I spoke to Miller and Gamer in the studio at KRCC, where they brought a pack of Oreos to sustain them during the interview.
Yeah, I don't know if I quite know anybody who's 50 yet, but...
Well, me, my dear, we have a disease.
The members of the Youthful Nothings are 19 and have already recorded a full-length album, Neverland. At the studio, they tell me a little bit about what it was like starting the band in middle school, the reaction from fans in Colorado Springs and Denver, and what music means to them.
I'm Tommy Ratt, a.k.a. Quentin Gamer. I play bass guitar and I do a little singing sometimes.
And I am the Groovy Panda, they call me, and my real name is Michael Miller. And I play guitar and I mainly sing and do the screamy stuff. And then our absent drummer is Jason the Wizard. And he's not here. I think he's in China or California or something. I grew up in like the upper middle class kind of suburb area, so it was like a lot of white privileged kind of stuff. And so all those rich people kind of got on my nerves. So then when I got into like being more free-forming and having like a computer and like, you know, being able to do my own research and have my own thoughts, I like discovered all of this angry music that they called punk. And yeah. The rest is history, I guess.
I'm just a kid. Lord, I think I'm just a kid.
How long have you been playing guitar?
Let's see, I started, I don't know, I would probably say 40 years. I think I started when I was about 15. Actually, at the time, it was a big craze at the time with the movie Deliverance. Everybody wanted to play banjo. My brother had picked up a banjo, you know, and I was like, hey, that might be kind of cool. But then I got an electric guitar, and I was like, no, this is a lot better. So I just started basically playing that way with no thoughts of being in a band or trying to make a career out of it. My father was a longtime musician, so it's kind of been in the family. At that point in time, it was really cool. Now it's like you think about it and you're like, oh yeah, maybe I should have listened to my dad when he said it was going to be hard, a hard life for a musician.
I'm not growing up, I'm just...
Well, like 14 to 16, I really liked Green Day a lot. I was a big Green Day fan. And then I kind of got out of that, and I got more into older stuff, like Black Flag and like Minor Threat Bad Brains and that kind of music. And when I got into that, I started trying to like focus on like what was going on around. And I kind of got into this band Murder Hat. Actually, the bassist for Murder Hat, his daughter turned out to be one of my friends. And then a couple years down the line, he ended up giving me like all this equipment for free. And so now it's like I'm using the stuff that I used to watch on stage. And yeah, it's kind of cool.
So when you were first getting started back in the 80s, what constituted making it for you?
I think initially it was not having to play in clubs. They do these rotations where you would do Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday nights, which back in the day, I mean, it doesn't sound like anything now because nobody really goes out on those nights anymore. But back at that time period, you could get a crowd on those nights. So you would go into a club and you'd play those for a year or so until they finally figured out, well, maybe they're good enough for midweek. So then they'd give you midweek. And then finally you'd work to a weekend. So one of the early stepstones was just being able to play on a weekend and getting paid good money. Opening shows for other bands. Back in the day, we opened for a band called the Del Fuegos and the Bodines and, you know, bands like that. And that was a real stepping stone to that. So those were goals. And, you know, when you're a big fish in a small pond, it's easy to feel, you know, self-important and, you know, like, we're on our way. You know, we did some shows at the Glenn Miller Ballroom up in Boulder. We played with NXS at the Air Force Academy, that sort of thing. And, yeah, you feel then like, you know, that's, we're making it or whatever. But, you know, it's a long way to the middle if you want to rock and roll, basically. It's down that street,
just like people you might meet. I think making it is all in your head.
Yeah.
You can be in what's considered by most to be like the worst band around and think that you've made it, and you can be in what's considered to be the best band around and think that you're a complete failure. I think it really matters about, you know, it just depends how you look at it.
Like, I don't know, the music industry I think is whack. I think there's a lot of fake personalities on social media, or not just that, but people like try to act all sweet and like suck up to their fans and like be all cutesy on social media, and it's like, I don't know, I just think it's kind of gross.
What would you say you miss the most?
Being young. Yeah, it's a lot of miles and you know, I definitely, it's a lot of punishment on your body, and that's why a lot of these guys you see now are, you know, they die a little earlier. It's because of all the stress and abuse they put on their bodies young. And so, yeah, I miss being young and having that energy. I still enjoy playing, and, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's just one of the things. When you're young, you just kind of have that magic, and you feel like anything's possible. And then later on, when you get, you know, reality slaps you around a while, you kind of figure it out. So what's left of a heart? Something that's been handed down. It's all that's left to you now. So you've been around for 3 years, but you're still kind of like fresh young faces on the scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean,
always.
I've always felt like because we're not 21, that people don't really take us so seriously. But, you know, whatever. You pay your dues. So.
Oh, we played a show at Larimer Lounge. We were loading our stuff in, and this guy came out, and he, like, tried to buy us all drinks. But me and Michael are under 21, and he was just like, keep doing what you're doing. And that kind of, we were all like, wow, that felt really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool when people come out to you and they like look at your eyes, like they look dead into your soul and they're like, keep doing what you're doing, like, you know, like,
especially the older crowd. We get that the most from the older crowd.
Yeah.
When I was 25, you know, which now is a lifetime to me ago, I was like, what are you doing? I woke up one morning and I remember just thinking, what are you doing? You know, this is ridiculous. Oh my God, you're almost 30. You've got to stop this, you know. And yeah, that went on for about a year and then I kind of forgot about it again. Everybody in my family plays music. My father was a musician. He was in an army band. He had dance bands. My brothers, you know, I'm related to Hank Snow, the country singer, so it's kind of like in the blood. I never could quite quit, but there were many times where I was just like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing it? But thankfully, it lasted long enough to know that I'm doing it because I enjoy doing it, and that's what I'm best at. And someday when I'm in a nursing home, you know, if I don't have Alzheimer's, I'll have a lot of great memories. I don't have any money, but... The memories sustain you, and one good show outweighs 20 bad shows.
I would say my only plan for the future is to keep playing music.
Yeah, that's pretty
at this
much
point.
It. I'm going to school for music, and so I'm a music teacher. Like, music surrounds my entire life. It's what I've been doing since I was 10 years old, and even before then, when I was 8, I was playing Guitar Hero. The 2 years before
yeah,
I was
guitar,
10,
you know, that's where it all started.
That's where it all started. I'll be in a band till the day I die, even if the records I make just sit on top of my shelf and I'm the only one who listens to them.
That was 91.5 KRCC's Hannah Fleming speaking with local musicians Michael Miller and Quentin Gamer of the band The Youthful Nothings and Chuck Snow, longtime frontman of the Colorado Springs band, The Auto Know.